2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.
Thanks for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. I'm Maria Chalais. Today we've been talking about living well with chronic pain, and I've had with me in studio Rebbie Burdett, who is the pain education coordinator for Intermountain Healthcare, and Josh Smith, who has just gone through a recent workshop. Rebbie, let's talk for just a second. Josh was talking about a wonderful book that you use as part of your workshops that's made a difference for him.
Absolutely. So when you attend the workshop, you are given a workbook. And it is titled Living a Healthy Life with Chronic Pain. And this workbook is really amazing because it's written in language that you can understand. It's written so that you can really see where it is that you need to be taking different things. And we only touch on a brief, just overlay of all of the stuff in this book. But this book goes into a lot more details about the stuff that we can only briefly touch on in the book. And so it really is a great resource. The other thing that comes with the book is the Moving Easy program. It's on a CD, and it's you're able to then take it home and use it as well, throughout the course of your life, if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Josh, it's made a difference for you.
Oh, yeah. This book is amazing. Highly recommend it if you or a loved one is struggling with chronic pain, because it has a lot of resources from healthcare professionals, and a lot of, research went into it. And it's pretty good. It's a good resource. I wish everyone that is diagnosed with a chronic condition was given a workbook like this, because there is so much information and resources. It's very helpful, and it covers a lot of things, in, like every aspect, I feel like, almost of chronic pain, and it helps manage it a lot better, and it has a lot of helpful tips.
Right.
I think one of the nice things is, like you said, it lists out a lot of resources, and that's one thing that we find is trying to find credible resources, right? How do we know what we found on the internet is actually accurate? One of the classes, we actually go over how to, where to find information, where is a more likely source of accurate information to be found. And the workbook really does offer a lot of different options. So this program is an evidence-based program. It was originally developed at Stanford University. The Self-Management Resource Center now currently is kind of the hub for this. And it's being taught, it's actually being taught in 30 different countries, but really nationwide. We have a strong presence in the U.S. that it's really being taught in several locations.
Right. We just have a few minutes left. So I want just for a few minutes to talk about why you would encourage, Josh, why would you encourage people to really try to manage their chronic pain and maybe take a workshop like the one that you took at Intermountain Healthcare? What difference has it made for you?
Not dealing with it alone made it a lot easier, because when you're dealing with chronic pain, it can be pretty alienating, because not many people have chronic conditions. And chronic pain is very difficult to deal with if you're trying to do it alone. So there's resources out here, such as this workshop, that makes it a lot easier to deal with. And you're not alone dealing with it. There's probably millions of people out there dealing with these things, and you're not alone. And having someone to talk to, like in these workshops, makes it a lot easier. So I highly recommend it. And we're in an age of the internet, and there's tons of resources out there that people didn't have decades ago. So you're very fortunate to live in this time where these kinds of resources are available.
Rebbe, and you said there are other workshops as well.
Yes. So Intermountain is just one agency in Utah that is offering these programs. The University of Utah, the VA, a lot of our senior centers, a lot of our county health departments are also offering these programs. And so, you know, despite who is offering the program, one nice thing about an evidence-based program is it's the exact same no matter where you take it. So the website, livingwell.utah.gov, is where all of the agencies list the classes that are available. All of the classes are offered for free. There's obviously this one, the Living Well with Chronic Conditions. There's one that's Living Well with Diabetes. So if you have diabetes, that's a great class. And then also Living Well with Chronic Conditions. So just a general overall, you know, chronic conditions workshop. And these are great for both the person who has a chronic condition, but also their family members. We encourage family or a support person to also attend because it's good for both parties to better understand and relate to what the other is going through.
Yeah, Josh, you're shaking your head. It worked for you with your sister, right?
Oh, yeah. And it helped my sister and I. It helped a lot because when I started the workshop, I was still taking painkillers for chronic pain. And eventually I just realized I could manage this on my own. I could do it without the painkiller. So I was able to get off them during the workshop because
is huge.
Yes, it
right,
is.
It is huge.
And I felt a huge improvement after the six-week workshop. And I'm very thankful for it.
Josh, we're very proud of you.
Thank you so much for sharing your story today. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. Rebbe, thank you. Any final thought before we let you go?
September is also Pain Awareness Month. We will have, oh goodness, there's probably 20 to 30 class options that are available. So please jump on the website and register. It's a free class.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.